Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. This is our second hour. My name is Al Whitney. We're going to go through the Declaration of Patients' Rights, but I see we have a caller who gave a very generous donation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'd like to invite her to come on air now and share her thoughts. Good evening. How are you, Betty?
I am fine. I wonder if you will discuss a little bit. I'm sure you're well aware of the 2006 Revised Anatomical Gift Act.
No,
which you have to have an opt-out card. You're presumed to have donated your organs. And unless you have this opt card, it's presumed that you intend to be an organ donor.
I wasn't aware of that. When I renewed my driver's license, it still had that.
I know, I did too, and nobody in 11 years has talked about it.
Wow.
Outraged. I'm glad you're outraged, and that's all I had to say, and I thank you.
And thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Geez, I wasn't aware of that. You know, we're going back to this consent form thing. Somebody gave me an article here today, and I haven't had a chance to look at it. But apparently a nurse whistleblower claims that when you sign your consent form in the hospital to be admitted, there is an inference or a presumption that you will agree to all treatment, and that would include vaccines. And this whistleblower nurse was saying the consent form uses the word, I guess, biologic, and therefore it's considered that you consented, to the vaccine. And if you're going to surgery or you're under anesthesia or you're unconscious, they have the right to go ahead and give it to you. They consider that you've already consented to it. Now, she's making another comment here that I haven't had a chance. I'm not saying it's not true, but I haven't looked into it. Whereby you go into the hospital, there is also a presumption that you will freely become an organ donor by, I guess, signing the consent form. We're going back to that again and again, people. This consent form that you sign is made by lawyers. I don't want anyone to think doctors make these forms. They don't. These are lawyers that work for the hospital corporation, okay? This has nothing to do with physicians doing healthcare. It has everything to do with lawyers. Most of the consent forms are about you paying the bill and you agreeing to let them bill on your behalf, etc. However, there is a section in there that you're agreeing to treatment. And that if you deny treatment, at least in the one I saw, if you're denying treatment, then you're going to accept all responsibility and liability for doing so. This is why we've said again and again and again and again and again and again. Don't sign those things without prejudice above your name. Without prejudice above your name. In addition, it would be wise to, if you're going to be in the hospital or visit a doctor's office, to hand them this two-page document I'm going to read right now again, called the Declaration of Patients' Rights. In our country today, in the system that the lawyers have created, and don't anybody get that wrong, the lawyers write the laws. Lawyers sit on the bench to enforce the laws. The lawyers, when the legislature passes something, the lawyers put it in UCC verbiage. This is all the lawyers. The lawyers are making the rules. The lawyers are enforcing the rules. That's the way it is. We covered that in depth over the last 2 years. That hasn't changed. It's still alive and well. So much of the documents we have in Lawfully Yours, some people don't always get what the point is. And I have to remind them, the point is it's going to end up in the hands of a lawyer. The little guy who takes the document from you will not know necessarily what it means and what to do with it. But by gosh, by golly, you give them this document, they will march it right across the hall and show it to an attorney. This Declaration of Patients' Rights was written understanding that. We know that's what happens. They've got lawyers all over these hospitals. We've got all of these employees enforcing these documents, getting signatures. And they've all been instructed this isn't critically important by the legal department. So when we put together this document, the whole idea was, first we tell them on the front page, this piece, Patients' Rights, from the National Institute of Health. We tell them that the National Institute of Health gave us this rights, granted this right. Now, there'll be people listening who say, well, this government doesn't have the authority to grant these rights. These are my rights anyway. Don't think like that, folks. Remember, they're working in the system. They are under the thumb of attorneys. You and I are right about that, but we have to get them to see that we're exercising a right that they granted us. That is the best way to stop the fight. It's not my opinion. It has nothing to do with my religion. I don't want to get into big philosophical discussions with these hospitals and these attorneys and these doctors. All I want to do is make it clear that it is their policy that we all have a right for informed consent. They gave it to us, and we are going to exercise it. If they hadn't given it to us, we'd have to try a different approach, but they were very nice, and they gave it to us. So one side is a reminder to them that this was granted. The patients have this right of informed consent. The other side, you fill your name in the top box, and that would be John Doe's Declaration of Patient Rights, and I'm going to read it. Please insert this document into my medical record. As the patient in our doctor-patient relationship, I am entitled to the right of informed consent. And there's a footnote that goes right back to the bottom of the page and links it to that Medline Plus page that is on the other side, just to make sure that they get it, that you are claiming this right under their system. To make an informed decision regarding the test, treatment, or medications I receive, I need to know both the benefits and the risks. This would include the side effects or adverse reactions of any medication, including vaccines, that you might prescribe. I also reserve the right to seek a second opinion. My refusal of any test, treatment, or medication should not be charted as me being non-compliant, but as me denying my consent based on my right to assess both the risks and the benefits. Note, you can use this declaration to defend against any accusation of failure to adhere to the current standard of care. Should I refuse any procedure or treatment considered standard of care, which many physicians have concluded are not always the best course of action for all patients? For your protection, keep a copy of this declaration in your personal files. Then you sign it, you put the name of your name, the date of birth, your signature, and the date that you signed it. And you hand this one page to them, asking it to be put in your chart. You're just confirming. You're just claiming. Smile on your face. I'm just confirming my patient's rights of informed consent. Thank you so much. I know it seems like bothersome, and when you're nervous and somebody's really sick, it's like, oh my God, I forgot to do I have to do that? But I'm trying to give you enough information that you understand that if it comes to their standard of care and your right of refusal, they will go to protect themselves by claiming you're not compliant. They will not. That way they come out looking good and your ship sinks. Your rights go out the window. Again, in this system that we're living in, you don't have any rights unless you assert them. They are not presumed. The presumption is always that you don't have them. That's what Lawfully Yours is all about. That's what this show is all about, rebutting presumptions and reclaiming our rights as living men and women. Okay, we have another caller. We have Murr from Wisconsin. Good evening, Murr.
Good evening. In your Chatango, the In Defense of Humanity.chatango.com, I posted what I'm pretty sure Betty was talking about. It was one of the guests on Deanna Spingola's today.
Yes.
And it's the fact that you must refuse, officially documented, on your DMV to not be an organ donator. It's not enough to just say it verbally. It has to be documented at refusal.
Yeah, I don't know if all the states have the same driver's license yet, Mer. I don't know that, but in Ohio, they have two boxes, and you have to mark the one that says, no, I don't want to.
Well, you might want to look at this. I'm just saying this is another foundation. It's called LifeGuardianFoundation.org, and
okay.
You can register through them. So
okay.
you have to be taken care of, but you can't be killed for your organs.
Well, and not only that, Mara, I don't know how much experience you have with people who have been recipients of organs, and I had some. I saw them when I worked in the hospital. In addition, I've seen them after the fact, and I've had one tell me that it was the biggest mistake he ever made, and he wanted to sue the hospital. It was a university hospital, mm-hmm. because he felt they didn't give him full disclosure. Once he got the donation, it was a kidney. His life was just hell from then on. Even though he had a new kidney, he had to fight the body rejecting it, all kinds of drugs, all kinds of infections. He was never well again. And that happens all too often.
Yeah.
The outcome isn't even that good.
I knew a man and then a woman later that each had liver transplants. And they seemed to be doing all right, but definitely acted different. You know, they took on the woman in particular, her voice sounded like a nervous teenager.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She didn't sound the same at all.
Did she sound happy about it or not necessarily?
She sounded like a nervous teenager. I mean, you know, that's where her liver came from, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I have my questions about this organ donating thing, and I personally would not do it.
Me either. I'm not a croak.
Yeah, me too. I mean, it's like you're sick already, and now they've given you an opportunity to be sick for 5 years straight. Well,
you have to take it from a living body. You can't take an organ from a corpse. It has to have oxygen flowing through it. The body has to be alive. They paralyze them with drugs, but it has to be alive. That's the deal.
I know it. And there's all kinds of stories about that. I know the hospitals make a lot of money. The hospital I trained at did organ transplants, and I don't know. I mean, I read about that was in Chicago, and I read Sherman Skolnick. I don't know if anybody remembers him,
mm-hmm.
but he wrote that hospital was taking organs from China that had been extracted from political prisoners. That they weren't even sick people. They took the political prisoners and snagged their organs. I mean,
yep.
So
yep.
And I there's all kinds of stories about trafficking in organs, and I don't know. This is
Israel's real big on that.
Yes, I heard that too. I absolutely have.
Sex slavery. They're the biggest sex slavers too.
Yes, I've heard that too. I mean, a criminal
it's
little
still hell.
Yes. But I think you're right. We have to do our best to make sure in writing, and as you brought up, a word, a conversation is not the same thing. While they say it's enforceable, it's an oral contract, and they claim it's enforceable, it never seems to work that way for the people. It may work that way for the controllers, but for us, we need to put things in writing. If we don't, they pretend nothing happened.
Yeah, your voice can be stolen now, too. They only need like a 10-minute sample and can piece together totally something else than what you said.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. It's all kind of marvelous things here.
Yeah. And again, if we don't object, then the presumption is that it's okay with us. It's just a question of us finding out how to object and how to object in writing. And that,
I've come to the conclusion that the only thing that's going to work is when we finally get down to gifting each other without expectation of any kind of return. Because the money junkies, or whatever you want to call them, would not know what to do with that. I'm not talking about in money in particular. I'm talking about in goods and services, just doing for each other.
Yes, I do agree. And random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I feel very strongly about this. People have said to me, why are you doing this? What do you think your chances are? And my answer is, and I bet you you're going to agree, I don't know what my chances are. I don't know what all our chances are. I cannot read the future.
However, I want to
be sure that we tried. Just look at all these children. Look at all these people who are counting on having a decent future. We do not have the right not to try. We absolutely have the duty and obligation.
Come from the heart. Yep.
It has to. We have to. And we can't be connected to the outcome, because it might happen 10 years after we're gone. We just have to be committed to the process.
It's like planting a tree, you know. You have no idea.
Right. That's a good example. We have to plant the seeds and have faith that they're going to grow, because we may not be around to see how this thing comes out. We just have to plant the seeds in our good faith and our love keep
and
moving.
And that's reward in itself. That's reward in itself.
It is.
That's all you need.
It is. And then, when our days are over, we have to look back and say, well, did I try to turn this around, or did I just give up? And I don't want to ever be accused of giving up. That's, to me, awful.
And there's different ways. Like, you have your way, your path that you're following very emphatically, and everyone has their own, you know. It's going to vary greatly for each of us.
Well, yeah, and I remember Anthony, I think it's named Anthony Sutton, who wrote a book about the Trilateral Commission.
Yeah.
I read an article he wrote, and he said a movement will not stop this runaway train.
No.
What will stop it will be millions of angry ants coming from different directions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's absolutely right. Different directions coming at this, all with a big no, no, no. This is not going to happen. This is not what we want.
We'll turn the fear back on the fear mongers. They can't take it.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Except they can.
Yeah.
I just want us to start figuring out how it is that we are being duped and fooled into consenting and learn how to stop.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the Talmud stream media. I'm talking about movies, music, sports, written material,
right.
Everything.
Right.
Just get out in nature and barefoot. Listen to the birds. Enjoy yourself. You know,
right.
Breathe deep, you know. All those frequencies, those vibrations, they travel everywhere.
I agree.
And you don't get the other stuff, because the other stuff gets stuck in you, those subliminals. They become part of you forever.
Well, you know? And the other thing I've tried to share with people, what I've learned the hard way, I seem to learn everything the hard way, is that when you're dealing with some of the dark side of what's going on, you have to make sure you schedule time for joy. Because there's still joy everywhere. It's in forests, it's in the pets, it's in children, in people.
Yeah.
But if you get too wound up in this, then it can kind of grind you down. You have to take the time, and I recommend people actually look at their calendar and make sure they've got something joyful scheduled every week, if not every day.
Mm-hmm.
So
just give up. I mean, give up. Withdrawal, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Participation, you know, as much as you can, as soon as you can. Get out. Just get out, you know. Learn to live with little. You don't need much.
Learn to grow a garden. Hold on, we're going to go to break. We'll be back shortly.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Welcome back. We're talking tonight about another look at evidence-based medicine. We're talking to Murr in Wisconsin, where you bring out some really good points. I guess people are going to have to really take a look at that presumption. But I do think, regarding the organ donation, I do think without prejudice would suffice to eliminate any presumptions. But certainly, you could write a list, you know, and say, I don't consent to vaccines or being an organ donor. It wouldn't hurt. Are you still there?
Let me give that Chatango, indefenseofhumanity.chatango.com, and we've got some links in there. You know what? Speaking of scheduling joy, I keep thinking about how in 2012, the false flag in the Aurora Theater with Holmes, and that's a whole other story. Apparently, his birth mother was in court both times saying that the FBI took him as an infant and raised him.
Oh,
you know, the kid
wow.
with the orange hair. You know, I mean, that was all. And the fact that Robert Holmes and then Peter Lanza were both going to testify for LIBOR.
Yeah.
That's a big part of both of those agendas, both Sandy Hoax and the Aurora. But anyway, Aurora was on July 20th, you know, moon landing, moonwalk day. We all celebrated since 1969. That has a lot of meaning for me.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, I talked to Mike Rivera and I talked to Don Black, because he got really indignant the one day when somebody was saying about, oh, you know, maybe there's proof that we didn't even go. And I don't care. If it upsets the apple cart, oh, good. That's going to give me some joy. I'm going to celebrate it again.
Well,
why not? Why not? Who knows? I'm sure we have a lot more going on than we're ever told. I mean, they kept all the Tesla stuff and used it against us, the direct energy weapons, steering hurricanes.
Yeah.
You know, they do all this stuff. And you have people that admit it and then flip. So.
We'll have to do a show on that because we are drowning in misinformation. There's no question about that. The field of medicine is only one part of it. The science has been absolutely hijacked, and it's confusion,
Babylon, right? Babylon.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the NASA thing on Future of War that they put out in year 2000-2001, and it was all, you know, and they put this thing out, the NASA, the Future of War. It was a PowerPoint presentation. You can get it online. It's on my website. And they did this presentation. I think it was Bushnell was the presenter to these prestigious people about the NASA and the kind of weapons they had. But the thing was full of lies anyway. I mean, it had man-made global warming in it. It had evolution in it. It was full of lies anyway.
Never a straight answer. That's what NASA stands for.
And, you know, it's all political science. I think they made up the field of political science so that when we use the term political science, that people would think it's legitimate and they would think something altogether different. And you and I know it's politicized science.
Yeah.
And it's all political science, you know?
But there's so much more going on. I mean, we're a planet. If it weren't interacting with other planets in the universe, you know, and parts of our solar system, and just the way the solar system moves, it's not at all like we're told. I mean, like I said, if we didn't interact with other planets, it'd be like a cell in the body not interacting with other cells. Of course we do, you know? But I think they're going to try to spring that on us in fear, you know? I mean, that's what all these movies from Independence Day and all that stuff is, to just, you know, fearmonger, you know? And there's no need to. Because we're really special creatures, you know. We're co-creators, we're manifestors, we have special DNA. I mean, yeah, the Anunnaki sort of messed with our strands there, but...
Okay, hold on, we're going to go to break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Humanity. You know what I've noticed is in the summer, and I don't blame people because here it where I'm at, it's 9:30 at night and it's dark out. But as you go across the country, a lot of people are out on Saturday evening enjoying the nice weather, and it's still sunlight out there out on the West Coast. So I'm really grateful to anyone who in the summer is willing to forgo the beautiful weather and listen to RBN. I think that's great. I don't know. You live in Wisconsin. It's dark there, isn't it, Mer?
Oh, it's a beautiful sunset right now.
Oh, okay. Because you're an hour behind.
Phenomenal sunsets and thunderstorms, let me tell you.
Oh, well. Now here it's dead dark. I mean, we're done. We're done. We won't see the sun till tomorrow morning. Well, yeah. I appreciate what you contributed. I wanted to make a point before we end the evening. That, and I know you're going to agree with this, Mer, the name of the game is to keep us in conflict, to keep us always fighting. That little less than 1% keeps us down here fighting each other. And you can see here we are fighting with our doctors, and the drug companies are fighting with the FDA, and the Republicans are fighting with the Democrats, and you know, the minorities are in conflict with the majorities. I mean, it goes on. They even want to see men fight against women, children fight against their parents. The more conflict they can create,
No families. They want no families. They want you dependent on the state.
That's right. So we always have to remember when we get into these debates and we're discussing things and we're not agreeing, that there is a small body of, I don't know what they are. Some people call them psychopaths. I just call them heartless. I call them actually the global elite scum of the earth. I call them geese. But they are still trying to take control of everything. They want to own the planet. They are seeking to make us all slaves. So if you don't know that, read Silent Weapons of Quiet War. It's on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. It's only 40 pages. It gives you their agenda and how they're doing it. It's the who, what, where, when, and how they have managed to take control of the American culture, the American people, the American military, et cetera, and it explains in detail how they've been monitoring us forever through the IRS. I mean, why do you think they ask all those questions on the IRS form? Why do you think taxes are so complicated? Because that's how they're getting their information, folks. So, okay, we have other callers. Thank you, Mariah.
Thank you.
I guess we have next is Fred from Michigan. Fred, are you there?
I am.
Good evening.
Yes. Today, when I finally got internet back, I went on to YouTube. I'd never done this. Fabian Society, Communitarianism, New World Order. I just, you know, punched that in, you know. And it brought me to a roster, and I tapped the 2017 presentation. You got to see this. It's only like 6-7 minutes, and it gives an encapsulated synopsis, just astonishing, regarding the origins of everything you talk about. It cites the primary, predominant promulgators of this thing that's known as socialism and capitalism. It cites the primary founders of the Fabian Society, and it gives you the modern day contemporaries. And they cite a preeminent scholarly entity by the name of Amitai Etzioni at George Washington University. And this man, who founded the Institute for Communitarian Policy Studies in 1991, he authored a book, well, I guess like 30-some books, but from Empire to, I forgot what, it's right there, from Empire to whatever. And and the music is just captivating. It's Pink Floyd's Us and Them. And so that's a absolute, everyone's got to see that, read it.
Well, you know, there's a debate, and I always sit on the one side of the debate. I don't think it's about communitarianism, socialism, communism, or any of the above. I don't even use those words. That's not what it is. It is not. Those are intellectual words describing an ordered society, whereas the society is duped into a social order and it's or capitalism. What we've got, and this is just apparent more and more every day, is a group who wants to enslave the rest of the population. Enslave.
This is what this presentation.
It's about slavery. I mean, this is just pure out and out. And
well, no, you got to look, L. Just see it.
Yeah.
And it'll prove to you that these are the ultimate the legal system, the law schools, and you know, everything that's taught in the university is predicated, it's pursuant to these entities, and there's no escaping it. They established the paradigm of intellectual pursuits, the ultimate paradigm is what this describes precisely. Okay? There's no escaping it. Everything emanates. Whether you want to talk about medical slavery, monetary, economic, fiduciary slavery, whatever slavery incarnation you want to select, it emanates precisely. Yeah. And you know, it amitai et zioni. How about this? You've heard of the golden rule, right? Well, amitai et zioni at George Washington University, one of his preeminent books is entitled The New Golden Rule. And the New Golden Rule, I haven't read it, but
he owns
I'm going
the gold makes the rules.
Well, that's part of it, obviously. The monetary system emanates, the Fabian society is central to that. And then, now, for pure, absolute, intellectual satisfaction, there's an attorney. It's a court case. Okay, the presenter on YouTube is Patrick Davis. And all you got to do to get to this is, type in to your search engine.
Listen, I'll tell you what, we're going to have to move on. We have another caller, and we're kind
of off topic here.
We were talking about the healthcare system, so let's wait for another time, and we'll get back to that. We'll be back to the legal system, I'm sure, in the very near future, because it's a big part of this. Thank you for calling in, however. I really appreciate it. Okay, we have time to take one more caller, Tom from Utah. Tom, we're talking about the healthcare system.
Right. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Anyway, I think the last week or the week before, I suggested, and it's kind of in concert with what you've been talking about today, that if you made contact with Anne Blake Tracy, who wrote the book Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. Did I pass that to you?
Yeah,
I thought I did.
Yeah, you did. But unfortunately, I wish that was the only problem. It's not. He's identified all of these other drugs. All of them are dangerous.
Right.
It's not. We're way beyond just Prozac. Now we're into anticoagulants that people bleed to death. Then we're into arrhythmia, cardiac drugs, and statin drugs that are killing people.
Right.
I think she recognized early on we had a big problem with psychotropic drugs. I wonder if she knows how pervasive this is throughout in the vaccines, et cetera, throughout the whole system of medicine. Yeah.
Yeah. Anne and I partnered together. In fact, she had me travel with her several trips where we lectured together. But just another curiosity. Elaine Jarvik became my friend. Does that name Jarvik mean anything to you?
No.
Her husband was Robert Jarvik. She divorced him, thankfully, but she claims that Robert Jarvik only created two good hearts, and that was her son's. You remember the Jarvik Heart Project where we took a tin can? That was back in the 70s. But anyway, I just wanted to see if you'd touched bases with Anne or if you'd actually looked at the information on my web. By the way, on this transplant issue, since I was early on involved in that effort, the two phenomena that we had to deal with was number one, rejection, but number two was memory.
Yes.
It was curious when we started moving hearts and organs into other individuals that we carried with them, some of the personality and memories or characteristics of the donor.
Yes.
And when you refer to those hearts supplied by the Chinese political prisoners,
yes,
some of them were murderers, and so it was curious that we were finding that some of the memory of the behavior of these murderers showed up in the recipients.
Oh, God, that's spooky. That's really
spooky. I have a paper that I wrote. I'm hoping it's still there since I'm visually impaired. Thank you, Washington, D.C. But I wrote a paper called Memory Transfer. You might Google that, since I can't do it myself. Google Memory Transfer. I explain in there how how memory gets moved from one individual to another in their organs. Not all your memory is printed in your brain. It's printed throughout your body.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, I mean, there's a lot that can be learned about this organ transfer, and many people believe now that we wouldn't even have to do it if we were allowed to advance stem cell research to its complete potential, that there would be no more organ transfers, that we could mend our own organs and keep our own organs, and that's a whole nother topic. I mean, so
well,
the
there's
surgeons,
the concept.
Of course, the surgeons
keep
don't
your
want
own and
that.
You don't keep your own, and you don't have to be put on cyclosporin for the rest of your life.
That's correct, and the surgeons don't like that. They want their bypasses and their cardiac casts and their, you know, they make money on all that. Well, I'm going to have to kind of wind up today because I wanted to add some extra points before we finish. Thank you for calling, Tom. I really appreciate the information you share. You've got a good background that other people don't know anything about.
By the way, you might.
Okay. I wanted to get into a little bit before we close down the show that I've been listening. And if you've been listening this year, you've been listening to me try to promote some of these insiders, these MD, and most of them were MDs, insiders who are exposing the farce that evidence-based medicine is, exposing the criminality of Big Pharma. What I found was interesting is that from Dr. Peter Gochi of the Cochrane Collaboration to Ben, let me say, I wrote his name down, Ben Goldacre, who was one of the primary founders of alltrials.com. You can YouTube him. He exposed Big Pharma. And Dr. Marcia Angel, the former editor of New England Journal of Medicine. They all exposed Big Pharma. However, all three of them and more, I'm going to say, and more of these physicians who are exposing this corruption, do not promote alternative health care. Now, I've listened to their reasons, and actually, it makes perfect sense what they're saying. What they're saying is they are questioning the clinical studies and the science, the lack of science behind the Big Pharma products that are now being sold to us as panaceas, or they'll make us better or whatever. They're very upset about that. But when it comes to alternatives, we do have a similar problem. Because the people in alternative medicine don't have the money, and I think if you've listened to Dr. Brzezinski's story, you'll see that's very true. He had a cure for cancer, but he could not do the complete studies he wanted to because it's so expensive. So what these whistleblower, MD whistleblowers, are concerned about is that in the alternative, there isn't the money to do the kind of studies that they wish was being done across the board for all products. Big Pharma has the money. Big Pharma funds the studies that benefit Big Pharma. None of the alternatives seem to have the kind of money that Big Pharma has. So therefore, their studies are a lot more difficult to achieve. And they're pretty scarce, some of them. Some of the claims that are made by in the alternative. Every doctor, there's so many doctors out there who are selling their own thing, and they've done their own thing, and they've come to their own conclusions, and they're trying to make it as scientific as they can. But that is the dilemma that we're all facing, is that the really good science that we need to know for sure what will help us, what will work, doesn't appear to be available to us because all the folks with the money aren't interested in it. They're not interested in natural remedies. They're not interested in natural ways to be healthy. That doesn't make them wealthy. So not only do they not spend any money researching alternatives and natural therapies and remedies, they spend their money opposing it and discrediting it. So when we listen to these insider whistleblowers tell us the problems with the medical industrial complex, I think, in my opinion, I I like to promote them and let people hear what they have to say, but we all have to recognize when you listen to their YouTubes that they're not promoting the alternative yet, because for the same reason they believe there's not enough evidence to support what the alternatives are offering us. So just an observation that I made. Please stay tuned. We're going to have a imaging prayer. We do it every Saturday night, and it helps us and helps remind us that we live on a beautiful planet. We have to stay focused in our heart, in our spirit, on the survival, and the our progeny will have years to enjoy this planet. Thank you, and we'll be back next week.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear.
picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.